Water is our main resource on Earth. Without it, we would all die. Yet almost everyone pollutes it every single day. Read on to learn more about water pollution. I'm going to tell you about many types of water pollution. First, oil water pollution, oxygen depleting, groundwater pollution, microbiological water pollution, suspended matter, chemical water pollution, and urban water pollution. Oxygen depletion is when biodegradable matter is everywhere in water and the microorganisms use up all the oxygen, and anaerobic microorganisms pollute the water. Oil pollution is when oil seeps into a body of water from a rig and ruins it and makes it inhabitable for life and makes it undrinkable. Groundwater pollution is when pesticide and chemicals in soil seep into the underground and ruin groundwater. Microbiological water pollution is when bacteria, viruses, and protozoa build up in water and cause diseases such as cholera. Suspended matter is when pollutants that don't dissolve settle at the bottom of the creek, ocean, or river and cause harm to the marine life and increase the amount of anaerobic bacteria. Chemical water pollution is when industrial and agricultural chemicals go into water supplies. Some examples of these chemicals are pesticides and petroleum. Some causes of water pollution are sewage and wastewater. They leak from sewage treatment plants into bodies of water. Marine dumping is when people drop trash into the ocean or any body of water. Industrial waste is when chemicals from nuclear power plants seep off into rivers or other bodies of water. Radioactive waste is when operations in nuclear plants go wrong and destroy bodies of water and contaminate it. Oil pollution, I already went over this, it's runoff from oil rigs. Underground storage leakages is when underground storage tanks leak petroleum into the ground, which seeps into the groundwater. Atmospheric deposition is when acid rain raining into marine habitats. Global warming sometimes increases water temperature and which affects fish living in it and can make them die. A point source of water pollution is a type of water pollution from a single discrete place, usually a pipe underground. An on-point pollution is generally resulted from land runoff, precipitation, atmospheric deposition, drainage, seepage, or hydraulic modification. Heavy metals from industrial processes accumulate in bodies of water and can make fish toxic and kill the people that eat it. Microbial pollution from sewage can cause infectious diseases such as cholera, which I think I already said. Some ways to treat water pollution are to use septic tanks, store waste, and filter it correctly. However, this can sometimes be a downside because the septic tanks can break and run off into the groundwater. So, a better way to treat it that I don't think has any way of being bad is denitrification. Is a way to stop water pollution that lowers oxygen levels and the bacteria in the ground turns nitrates from fertilizer that can affect groundwater into gases so that the gases rise up out of the ground and do not pollute the groundwater. Some ways to prevent water pollution instead of waiting to treat it is don't throw things down the toilet and always try to use environmentally safe products when doing things, you know. And you can also cut down pollution by not using pesticides and using as little fertilizer as possible. So, yes, this concludes my PSA. Thank you for listening.